From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Snowy and icy weather is making this last day of 2010 a challenging one for travelers across the nation's midsection. Areas from the Rockies to the Upper Plains and Mississippi Valley are expected to get snow today, with blizzard warnings posted for parts of Minnesota and North Dakota, where whiteout conditions triggered a pileup of about 100 vehicles. A North Dakota Sheriff's Department Captain Rick Majerus says it took some time to rescue all the people who were stranded.
Between us, the Highway Patrol, and State Department of Transportation plows, we sent four-wheel drive and vehicles to haul these people back, both from the east and the west, and met in the middle so that we could get through all of the people in the vehicles.
Even as far south as Arizona, many roads are treacherous today, according to Bart Graves of the Arizona Department of Public Safety.
Those highways are heavily snowpacked and icy, with more ice coming, and that's going to make driving extremely dangerous.
The city of Phoenix is bracing for rare below-freezing temperatures through the weekend. Bombs have been detonated outside the homes of a number of Christian families in Baghdad today, killing at least two people. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad the local branch of Al-Qaeda had been warning of such attacks.
Only one of them was fatal. The others wounded 18 people. A handful of the bombs were discovered by Iraqi security forces and defused. Christians in Iraq are already on alert after a brutal church siege by militants in October left more than 50 dead. 2 days after that, attacks on Christian homes killed a handful more. Now Christians are fleeing the capital by the hundreds, many for the safer region of northern Iraq. Some are leaving the country altogether. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
Military aircraft are dropping supplies in Australia, where floodwaters have spread over an area bigger than the state of Texas. Anna Bly, premier of the Queensland state, says the situation there is serious.
This is without doubt a tragedy on an unprecedented scale. We now have 22 towns or cities that are either substantially flooded or are isolated because the roads have been cut off to them. That represents some 200,000 people.
Bly says the floodwaters there are not expected to recede for at least a week. In the meantime, people are in need of emergency food and drinking water supplies. The flooding in the northeast of Australia has not affected the New Year's celebrations farther to the south in Sydney. More than a million people gathered there today for the countdown to 2011. Then there were fireworks over Sydney Harbor as a chorus sang. New York City is preparing for nearly a million people in Times Square tonight. This is NPR News. Britain says it's ready to support UN-endorsed military intervention by West African neighbors of Ivory Coast if negotiations fail to persuade the disputed leader there to hand over power to his presidential challenger. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Darkton reports, so far, though, there's been no break in the political crisis in the country.
It's over!
I'm Corva Coleman with more NPR News. Some Canadian lawmakers are proposing strict new rules for tobacco companies. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Canadian members of Parliament...
Britain's Foreign Secretary William Hague says he hopes the incumbent Laurent Gbagbo can be persuaded to step down or quit of his own accord now that international sanctions such as an assets freeze should be taking effect. But Hague says if mediation fails, then Britain would support a West African plan to use possible legitimate force to remove Gbagbo. Gbagbo maintains he won November's disputed presidential vote, although Ivory Coast Electoral Commission declared Alassane Ouattara the winner, certified by the UN. Gbagbo's troops are accused of abducting and torturing perceived political opponents since the election. Ophelia Quist-Darkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The record 90-game winning streak of the University of Connecticut women's basketball team has come to an end. The Huskies were upset by the Stanford Cardinals. Dave Lombardi called the end of the game. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.